Happy birthday, KCHA. I'm Carol Byrne, and we're celebrating KCHA's 50 years on the air all week. Back in 1949, KCHA went on the air as part of a Milwaukee-based chain of radio stations. But less than 4 years later, in 1953, the station was sold to a hometown man, Charles City native Chuck Ellis.
Before I took over, everything was right under the tower. Everything was in there. They had the transmitters on one part, the teletype was over at another corner. There was a little bitty table, smaller than this one, where they read the news. I don't remember where the turntables were, but they had everything was in that place.
Shortly after Chuck Ellis took over as manager, the station moved out of its cramped, converted Quonset hut on the edge of town into a second-floor walk-up at the corner of Main and Kelly Streets downtown. Moving KCHA into its new home was not easy.
There was an awful lot of wires to be shifted, including the telephone lines. And I think we shifted, see, it was a daytime-only station, which meant it went off the air at sunset, half hour before, I guess. But anyway, so we waited until then and made the shift. And, of course, in the meantime, we'd had dry run after dry run after dry run. And as the telephone people were leaving, Heinzelman was his name, I can't remember his first name, but he said, "Now, Chuck, if you get any trouble for Pete's sake, call me." And we did have something. Some wire got crossed somewhere. And this was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and he came down and helped out. And he didn't have to do that, but he did.
As a result, the station did not miss a day of broadcasting, and according to Chuck, KCHA was only the second radio station in Iowa to broadcast with a special high-fidelity remote telephone line to its transmitter. In those days, the early 1950s, most stations still kept their studios right by the tower. As for KCHA's programming, Chuck pushed the station in an important direction.
We would hammer the local news, because after all, if somebody bombed Washington, D.C., everybody and his uncle would have it, but they wouldn't have it if Joe Blow was kicked to death by a horse on Main Street. So we really pushed that, and I think, as I remember, we had news on the hour, just a couple of them, and then we had a couple of big newscasts. And most of our, and I don't think this was typical of small-time radio in those days, most of our stories were rewritten. It wasn't a rip-and-read thing, I know.
Chuck Ellis, KCHA's first local owner. He owned and operated KCHA from 1953 to 1957. We spoke with him recently at his home in Sun City, Arizona. I'm Carol Byrne.